Because Greek Boy is here, and I'm going tonight to Danforth restaurant for Greek food. You coming?
Souvlaki, souvlaki, souvlaki. You Greek? No, back of the line.
No soup for you.
But you're Greek by association. Why is it freezing in here? I won't even take my jacket off.
It's nice. It's just you're a hockey player.
Why are you late?
I'm not late.
He was so.
No, I need time to prepare.
Damian Cox.
Great job by Tim and Sid coming in.
Which one was it? Quick.
Tom or Jerry. You know what? When you're say both.
Sam and Ted.
Just to say.
The Sam and Ted joke.
Just say Tim and Sid.
Stay safe. Tim and Sid that did a great job.
It's only half of them.
So I have a question for you two guys.
Why don't you make your announcement?
No, I don't have any announcement.
Come on, make the announcement.
No, I don't have an announcement. I have a question for you guys. No.
Is this the same thing we were talking about?
No.
But in the form of a question?
This is a totally different thing. I have no announcements. Right. I have no information.
You don't want to talk about it?
No, but I do have a question. We talked last week about the fact that
one
of the problems and what got messed up with the whole Brian Burke thing was that they don't have a CEO. Right. And that sort of, I think, tripped a bunch of things when it all went bad from a corporate point of view in terms of how it was announced, how it was decided, when it came out. That was part of it.
I didn't think so.
Well, I don't care what you think. Now,
did you think that?
Well, I think we were all under the impression that.
Because he's trying to drag you into his process.
They've been looking and they're looking. Someone told me the other day that there might be already a short list for that.
No,
title.
But that's for CEO.
For CEO.
Now they fired Brian Burke.
Yes, I heard that.
And they replaced him as general manager.
So you're saying that there's a president.
Well, who's going to be the next president?
Do you need one?
I don't know if you need one if you're going to hire someone probably in a capacity of CEO.
How many suits do you need over there? So you'll have a CEO, a COO, and a president of the Leafs and a president of the Raptors?
Yeah.
Do you need all those guys?
I think so.
It's Rogers and Bell.
I think that's the plan. Don't you remember
who was in here?
The Shannon guy on the last round table
very top heavy.
Came and said, this is what they've got planned. They're going to have a CEO. They're going to have a president of hockey. They're going to have a president of basketball. It's all going to be set up.
So tell the people who.
No. I just had a suggestion who knows? Well, don't you think?
Well, then who's the who knows?
I've often thought that at some point Wayne Gretzky's coming back to Toronto. Now he should have come as a player.
He's been back to Toronto.
He should have come back as a player.
Just not in any capacity.
If you're Bell,
yes,
and we know Bell's very conscious about the type of suit who gets the job, and if you're Rogers, which is conscious as well, who would be better than Wayne Gretzky to be president of the Toronto Maple Leafs?
How do you not talk to him? And I can tell you for sure that he'd be very interested.
Two reasons why. Why didn't he go back into coaching? Well, maybe nobody wanted to hire him, but I think it became, if he didn't succeed as coach, it was because it took up so much time.
I don't know.
And he's
a busy
guy.
I know people call it a colossal failure, and I never saw it as that.
I think the time it takes to be an NHL coach now is it's an all-consuming job, and he has so many other things.
He took some heat on it the first year, but after that, it wasn't an issue.
But I think you'd agree to be a president of a hockey team isn't as time-consuming. It's not day-to-day to the same kind of way. It's almost, depending on how you do it, it's almost a figurehead. It's almost someone saying, this is the guy who's in charge.
Here's the tough part is everybody underneath him, including if it's Dave Nonis or if the new guy wants to hire someone else, if it's Wayne or anyone else, it's like the issue is how inferior they'll feel with a guy like that sitting up top.
But didn't it work with Hockey Canada?
I'm not saying it's not going to work.
No, but remember,
it'll take slightly different.
Absolutely, but
the perception in this town will be he
is the guy running the show.
Well, and ostensibly he would be, right?
Yes.
He would be in charge of hiring, firing, and doing all those things. But with Hockey Canada being in a similar position, it resulted in a gold medal for Canada. Different situation. I give you all that. But that kind of job, he's not he's not coaching. He's not hands-on. You know, he didn't pick the players. He was involved in the picking of the players, but he didn't pick the players.
It wouldn't bother me. I mean, I'd be okay with it. I would. I suppose there's a part of me that would question his qualifications for it, but I don't know what the qualifications necessarily should be.
I think his qualifications would be
excellent. I think he's very qualified.
Well, based on what's the job description?
Well, they're going to have.
What do you want that guy to know how to do?
Yeah, exactly. It's to run. It's the job description is
run
this,
the hockey
win
team.
Us win a Stanley Cup. That's the job description.
Build a management team.
And why not?
Absolutely. Put the guys in place. Okay. We're going to win a Stanley Cup.
Okay, if that's the job description, I'm perfectly good with it.
Not to do all the other things. They're going to have, you know, they've got the Tom Anselmis of the world. They're going to hire.
Why would Wayne want this job? Maybe this job.
Why? Because it's the right time in his life.
Because his kids are no longer all at home.
Because all the issues he had before are pretty much gone, and that was to protect his kids growing up.
Yeah, I just saw Janet moving to Toronto. Sunshine, blue skies. She likes sunshine, blue skies.
Well, but, I mean, again, it's a job that you don't have to be here 365 days a year.
I think you do.
I don't know.
I don't know. I feel strongly about that. I think if you're going to have that job, if you want to make that commitment, if Wayne makes that commitment, then he's got to commit to the city.
Well, I mean, I'm sure he would buy a place in the city and live here at times, but he might also have his place in L.A.
Well, I'm okay with that.
That's what I mean.
As long as he's spending, you know, the majority of his time in Toronto.
Well, and he still has family up here. He's still got his dad. I'm sure his dad would love to have him closer.
I think the only chance that we see Wayne back in the NHL will be in that type of
capacity.
If not, you know, ownership again. And I don't know if he would even be interested after everything that's gone through with the Phoenix situation,
exactly.
Which by, you know, is still up in the air, which there's still.
Is he ever going to get his money, do you think?
Yes. Yes, he is.
What, when the league sells the team?
Supposedly, yeah.
Is that what they've told him?
I think that it needs to be settled. The team owns the Phoenix Coyotes.
The league
owns the Phoenix Coyotes. And until there's a new ownership, until there's a relocation, until someone else steps in, then the creditors can't be looked after. Not until I think there's the debt has been wiped out.
Do you guys think that the league would want Wayne Gretzky as president of the Leafs? And do you think Wayne Gretzky would feel comfortable going to work basically with the league, with all these other matters still unresolved to some extent?
No, I would believe that everything has there'd be a need to start fresh. And you got to take care of that Phoenix situation. I would think anyways. And why wouldn't you want to take
care of it? You would think Bettman and those guys, they'd want him back.
I would have bet it would have been taken care of by now.
I think Bettman would love to have Wayne Gretzky, if he's smart, he'd love to have Wayne Gretzky back in. I think he would look at it and say, Wayne Gretzky, for Gary's purposes, is a waste in Toronto. Doesn't need him in Toronto.
That's interesting.
Like
because he doesn't need him to sell the game.
That's right. But
if you get a guy like that back in the league, and obviously.
But that doesn't mean Wayne's not going to be, you know.
No, but it doesn't need. He enhances the whole thing.
I don't know.
Right?
I mean, where's Michael Jordan now? Where is he?
Charlotte.
Is that not a waste?
Total.
That's an interesting point.
Is it a waste or is it?
But
like,
if he was running the Chicago Bulls or the New York Knicks or the LA Lakers.
All of a sudden.
I'll give you one.
Yeah, except.
No, I'll give you one. I'll give you one.
Point.
Steve Yzerman, is he a waste in Tampa?
No, I wouldn't say he's a waste.
Well,
due respect to Steve Yzerman, he's not Wayne Gretzky.
What I'm saying now
with due
is
due respect.
Yeah,
how much more of an impact would Stevie Yzerman have as the general manager of the Detroit Red Wings?
I don't think it's the same thing.
No.
I don't think it's the same thing. Because he's not Wayne Gretzky. There's only one
of him.
And the closest is Mario Lemieux, okay. And he's running.
I get that. But, you know, it's still Steve Yzerman.
Sure.
Hall of Famer and one.
I don't see what the NHL's
one of the greatest, or you know, up there with Gordie Howe in that franchise. It has different value. You got to give me that.
It's just different. Yeah, but on the other hand, Yzerman's the kind of guy because it seems like he's a been able to get that franchise rolling a little bit that seems to be helpful to them because they want to be there. And look, I think the idea of having Gretzky in Phoenix was a good idea, except everything else went sideways.
Yeah.
It wasn't, and I don't think it was him. It was everything else
went
sideways.
Did Wayne sell tickets there?
I'd have to remember when he came in exactly, because they were actually doing okay until they moved. They were doing okay in the old building,
yeah.
And then they moved to the new building, and then ownership went kaplat, and Steve Ellman, the guy he was in bed with, wanted to get out of it, and da-da-da-da.
Yeah, I think there's huge value for the league.
Here, though.
Anywhere with him.
But anywhere?
Here it would be like, a top name now managing the Yankees or the Red Sox is just added value, and it'll follow you everywhere you go.
I see that, Nick. I don't see how that permeates into the rest of the league, into the NHL's U.S. game plan. I think Wayne Gretzky in Los Angeles changed the game. Maybe not for the better, because it was the Sunshine Expansion.
I think for the better.
Well,
I think what it does.
Let me ask you
for
this.
The Leafs. What it does is it adds a ton of credibility.
Let me ask you this.
Right.
Let's just say Bell and Rogers. Just hang on a sec.
Yeah.
Let's say they're talking to him about this job. Would that explain the question that none of us have an answer to, and that is why the weird timing on the firing of Brian Burke?
Yeah, it helps.
Because if you have him say, "Yeah, I'll do it, but I don't want it to be the same day. I need a month. I need 2 months to separation, so it doesn't look."
Yeah.
I don't know. This is all just spitballing and based on nothing.
No. I think that's interesting logic.
Wayne Gretzky being hired tomorrow, would that change the way the city,
yes,
or the league look at the Toronto Maple
yes.
Leafs? Because who has been the biggest joke? We're the biggest hockey jokes. It's the Leafs, right? Miss the playoffs, golfing. It's the Leafs. The Leafs are the butt of most of the jokes. That there'd be a different feel tomorrow, knowing that guy is now a member of the organization.
Well, and if Burke didn't appeal to George Cope, in particular at Bell, I think we'd all agree Wayne Gretzky would appeal.
He'd appeal to everybody.
You all of a sudden you've got nobody in the way. I don't know. It's
most interesting. I think it's a possibility. It would if he's not.
Well, if they haven't thought of it, they should think of it now after our discussion.
No.
There you go.
I know for a fact that it's been thought of already.
Well, and that's some of what I'm hearing. But, you know, with Wayne, there's always rumors that he's going to do this and he's going to do that and he's going to buy into this. Yeah. And so you hear these things and you go, really? But, I mean, I've heard some things.
I'm not suggesting that they're like, you know, lawyers are involved in conversations, but – I know it could be done already. Well, you know, you're right. It could be. But it's not the first time, you know, someone's thought of it.
Makes more sense than ownership.
Got a break.
And it makes more sense than being CEO or something like that.
I agree.
Just being hockey guy. Win a Stanley Cup. That's your job. It would sort of be similar to what Ken Dryden was. And in fact, it would be very similar to what Ken Dryden was brought to do and had some success doing.
Credibility?
Yeah,
right to the alumni room
Dryden
with Ken
earlier.
Dryden. Right to the alumni room. The problem is, it kind of got goofy there when everybody started picking islands and trying to figure out whose side. Mike Smith, that whole era, it wasn't a very good time either for Ken Dryden.
We gotta go.